New York has now followed California and is ordering that as of 8 p.m. Sunday, all state residents stop going to work and stay in their homes unless they are working at jobs considered essential or they need groceries, medicine, or gasoline. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has the latest.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says he needs to take the step in order to curb the rapidly spreading coronavirus.
There are essential services that will continue to function, but 100% of the workforce. And when I talk about the most drastic action we can take, this is the most drastic action we can take.
Only grocery stores, convenience stores, gas stations, pharmacies, and hardware and home improvement shops will remain open, along with beverage centers and liquor stores. Earlier in the day, Cuomo, along with the governors of New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, ordered the closure of all barbershops, hair salons, tattoo or piercing parlors, nail salons, and other personal care businesses to close after 8 p.m. on Saturday. Violators face civil fines. The governor, as recently as Wednesday, had criticized New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. De Blasio recommended that the city adopt a shelter-in-place policy. At the time, Cuomo said it would cause panic. Now he says staying home is the best option to prevent the health care system from being overwhelmed. New Yorkers will still be allowed to go outside in family groups to get exercise and fresh air for activities like walking or hiking, as long as they remain 6 feet away from others at all times. But there are special rules for people over 70 and those with underlying health conditions or compromised immune systems. They should stay indoors and go out only to do solitary exercise, wear a mask if they are in contact with anyone, and not take public transportation unless urgent and absolutely necessary. Cuomo calls those measures Matilda's Law for his 88-year-old mother, Matilda Cuomo, who he says has been reluctant in the past to adopt some of the precautions.
Everybody's mother, father, sister, friend in a vulnerable population. This is about protecting them.
If someone feels sick, they should seek a telehealth appointment or call their doctor and should not try to go to a doctor's office. Cuomo says he's also trying to increase hospital capacity. The state is short by more than 50,000 beds. The governor says all non-critical elective surgeries will be canceled beginning sometime next week. He says that will free up between 25% and 35% of hospital beds. He also wants hospitals to make plans to squeeze more beds into their spaces. State health officials are scouring med schools and nursing schools for volunteers. They're asking that retired health care professionals come back to work. And the governor is putting out a call to companies that make medical supplies, saying New York State will pay a premium if they can manufacture more masks, surgical gowns, and gloves as soon as possible.
A mask is not a complicated item to make. A PPE gown is not a complicated item. Gloves, nitrile gloves, are not a complicated item. If you can make them, we will give you funding to do it.
He says he's also looking into expanding existing state prison operations where uniforms are made for inmates to find out whether they could switch to masks or surgical gear. Cuomo says state officials have located some potential sites for temporary hospitals, including the Jacob Javits Convention Center in Manhattan and state and city university campuses in New York and on Long Island, as well as Fordham and St. John's universities. But the governor says the hardest task remains getting enough ventilators. Meanwhile, the State Education Department and Board of Regents has canceled required standardized math and reading tests for grades 3 through 8 for this year. They say schools need to focus on meeting community needs right now. All of the schools in the state are closed indefinitely. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.